This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dal Prachanda pledges to issue inclusive and democratic information and communication policy. CPN Maoist Centre decides not to make any decision regarding Home Ministry until Supreme Court issues full text of the verdict. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Bimala Rai Paudel leaving for Sri Lanka tomorrow to participate in the 75th Independence Day celebrations in Colombo. And Pakistan mosque blast death toll rises to 100. Now the news in detail. The CPN Maoist Centre has said it will not take any decisions regarding the Home Ministry until the full text of the verdict about the citizenship issue of Rabi Lamechane from the Supreme Court was received. Talking to media persons at the central office of the CPN Maoist Centre in Paris Dara yesterday, Party Chair and Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dal Prachanda said they were in touch and maximum efforts would be for keeping ruling partners together. He said he would not take any decision regarding the Home Ministry until the full text about the court's verdict over the former Home Minister Rabi Lamechane was released. The then Home Minister and Chairman of Rashtriya Swatantra Party Lamechane was disqualified to be a member of the House of Representatives with the Supreme Court's January 27 decision to not validate his Nepali citizenship. Following the verdict, he resigned from the post of the Home Minister and was stripped of the party chairmanship. Lamechane, however, was reinstated as the party president after reacquiring Nepali citizenship on Sunday. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dal Prachanda has said the government is fully committed to press freedom. Addressing a ceremony organised on the occasion of the 38th anniversary of Nepal Television in Kathmandu yesterday, Prime Minister Dahal pledged to issue inclusive and democratic information and communication policy to ensure right to freedom of expression and press freedom. The Prime Minister stressed the need for the development and expansion of information technology to create a foundation for the government. He said the government was committed to establishing a mass communications training academy for the capacity enhancement of the media persons and the promotion of media professionalism. On the occasion, Minister for Communication and Information Technology, Rekha Sharma, said Nepal Television should make itself more professional and competitive. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dal Prachanda has reiterated the government's commitment to fulfill the people's aspiration for good governance, social security and prosperity. During a meeting with the subordinate bodies and officers of the Office of the Prime Minister at Singhadarbar yesterday, Prime Minister Dahal stressed the need for contribution from all the concerned sides to address the nation's needs at the present situation. The Prime Minister also vowed to dedicate his time at Singhadarbar to serve the people. Prime Minister Prachanda stressed need for improvement in the country's high-level administration. The CPN Unified Socialist has drawn the attention of Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dal Prachanda towards the economic crisis facing the country. A delegation led by party chair Madhav Kumar Nepal submitted a 20-point memorandum to Prime Minister Dahal saying the government should be sensitive towards people's livelihood as the country's economy was facing a crisis. Nepal has made an improvement by 7 points in the Corruption Perceptions Index. In a report of 2022 unveiled by the Transparency International Nepal, Nepal has been ranked in the 110th position out of 180 countries. It was in the 117th position in the year 2021. Denmark is in the first position with 90 points, while Somalia is in the last position with 12 points. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Bimala Rai Paudel is leaving for Sri Lanka tomorrow to participate in the 75th Independence Day celebrations taking place in capital Colombo on 3rd and 4th of February. According to a press statement by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs issued yesterday, Minister Paudel is visiting Sri Lanka at the invitation of the Foreign Affairs Minister of Sri Lanka, Ali Sabri. During her visit to Sri Lanka, Minister Paudil is scheduled to meet with her counterpart Shabri and attend a cultural festival to be organised by the Presidential Secretariat in Independence Square on the 3rd of February. The Foreign Minister will attend the 75th Independence Day celebration functions to be organised at Gol Face Green. Minister Paudil will also pay courtesy calls on President of Sri Lanka, Ranil Wickremesinghe, and Prime Minister Dinesh Chandra Rupasinghe Gunawardhane. She will also attend the reception hosted by President Wickremesinghe at the President's House on 4th of February. The Foreign Affairs Minister is scheduled to return to Kathmandu on 5th of February. The Ambassador of Bangladesh to Nepal, Salahuddin Noman Chowdhury, paid a courtesy call on Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Bimala Rai Paudil yesterday. During the meeting held at the Foreign Affairs Ministry in Singhadarbar, Foreign Affairs Minister Paudil urged the Bangladeshi ambassador to facilitate the direct flight to Dhaka from Nepal's Poidahowa International Airport. The meeting also focused on the tourism trade, cooperation in the agriculture sector, and enhancing collaboration between Nepal and Bangladesh. Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supplies, Damodar Bhandari, and Chinese Ambassador to Nepal, Chen Song, held a meeting yesterday. During the meeting, Minister Bhandari drew the attention of Ambassador Song to the issues of opening northwest borders, including Taklakot and Tinker. The Chief of the Army Staff of Nepal Army, Prabhuram Sharma, on Tuesday met the Ambassador of the United Arab Emirates to Nepal, Abdullah Al-Shamsi, at the Army Headquarters in Kathmandu. According to the Directorate of Nepal Army for Public Relations and Information, Chief Sharma and Ambassador Shamsi discussed matters of mutual interest between the two countries. The Ministry of Labour, Employment and Social Security has announced to begin time card system in its line agencies to ensure timely and accessible service delivery to the service recipients. Minister for Labour, Employment and Social Security, Dol Prasad Arial, yesterday committed to implementing the idea of time card system within 6 months as part of timely service delivery's commitment. Former national cricket team captain Sandeep Lamichhane has been given the green signal to play cricket for Nepal. Lamichhane is out on bail after being held under custody for allegedly raping a minor. You're listening to Radio Nepal's ATM English News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. The death toll has risen to 100 people after a mosque suicide bombing which targeted policemen in the city of Peshawar in Pakistan. The attack, one of the Pakistan's bloodiest in years, has left scores more injured. According to the BBC, Pakistani Taliban, which was accused to have carried out the attack, has denied the attack and has blamed it on a splinter faction. Yesterday, rescuers scrambled to retrieve worshippers' bodies buried in the rubble, pulling out 9 people alive but recovering a further 24 bodies. Authorities say the suicide bombing caused the roof of the mosque to collapse and rescuers had to remove mounds of debris to recover many of the bodies. US President Joe Biden has ruled out sending F-16 fighter jets to Ukraine despite renewed calls from Ukrainian officials for urgent air support. According to the BBC, US President Biden's comment comes a day after Germany's leader also ruled out sending jets. Ukraine has long been pushing its allies to send advanced warplanes to help Kyiv take control of its airspace in its ongoing war with Russia. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and the country's top military officials said there should be no taboos on such military aid. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly regions of the country and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. There are also chances of light snowfall at one or two places in the high mountainous region of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once again. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda pledges to issue inclusive and democratic information and communication policy. CPN Maui Center decides not to make any decision regarding Home Ministry until Supreme Court issues full text of the verdict. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Bimala Rai Powder leaving for Sri Lanka tomorrow to participate in the 75th Independence Day celebrations in Colombo. And Pakistan mosque blast death toll rises to 100. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin now. Next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.